I wanted to introduce him by sharing with you a family story. When the Nazis were about to invade Poland and Lithuania, my grandfather, Chanuch Berman, and his wife, Sarah, and his two sons, my uncles, Meyer and Julius and Yudel, were trapped in Europe. Uncle Avram saved them. First, he brought my grandfather to America. Uncle Avram was in New York. And then afterwards, he brought my grandmother and her two sons. Uncle Avram was born Avram Berman. At some point in his life, he changed his name to Avram Bender. Avram Bender raised a wonderful, special family, including his son, a well-renowned Torah leader, a builder of Torah Vadas, Rav David Bender. When my uncle Julius and my father went to Torah Vadas, they spent much time in the Bender home, including with Rav David's young son, Yankel. Yankel grew up to become a major Talmud Chacham and Torah leader and built an incredible yeshiva and Torah institution, Yeshiva Darchei Torah, and a yeshiva that's renowned for its love for each student, and Chanuch Na'ar Lefi Darko, how it reaches each student to fulfill their potential. You know, at the end of this week's parsha, Moshe says, "B'charta b'chaim l'man tichya ata v'zarecha." You should choose life in order for you to live, you and your children. And Chazal understand that there's a mitzvah, it's a tzivoy, to sustain yourself, to find a way to live. Now, sometimes it's easy to find a way to live. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends shlichim, in order for you to live. In my family, Avram Bender was such a shliach. I would not be here today if it was not for him. It is my deep pleasure and honor in Tzchus to introduce to our yeshiva my cousin, Rabbi Yankel Bender.
Thank you very much, Reb Ari, for the president of Yeshiva University today. I want to tell you, for us, that's a big yichus in the family. I say the word "achos yeshlanu beveis hamelech." You know, it feels very, very good when the word came out that that Rabbi Berman was becoming the president of Yeshiva University for us the entire family. I know one thing I felt bad about, that my mother, Ola Shalom, who was extremely close to Reb Henoch, we called her Reb Henoch and to Sarah, extremely close, and she would have been the nachas. So she probably knows that. So the nachas she would have would have been really, really magnificent. And I still call Rabbi Berman's father Tefka, because Reb Henoch Berman, that's the grandfather he's speaking about, was called Tefka in the family. He used to call him Tefka in the family. I want you to know, I'll be very brief. We can't make this a Berman Bender, you know, party over here tonight. But my grandfather really changed his name. He came here in 1914, and together with my father was an only child, and somebody got stuck here, and he had to get a visa and a passport, and he found someone with the same birthday, same name, except Bender and Berman. He changed his name from Berman to Bender. And then he moved to New York. He couldn't get back to Europe, and he became, by the way, a fundraiser for Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan. That's what Yeshiva Rishi was called. And he wasn't just a fundraiser. He was a rabbi fundraiser. In fact, there's a fellow, Reb Dovi Safir, now in our community, is doing major research on the America of those years, and he brought me about 250 letters from the Yeshiva University office called Dan Reitz to my grandfather back and forth, which I treasure very, very much. He traveled the country giving speeches on Torah for Yitzchak Ochanan. And in fact, Reb Yitzchak Shaina, very briefly, the famous Reb Yitzchak Shaina, who was a Rashid of Kamenetz Rishon, my grandfather brought him to Yitzchak Ochanan. My grandfather used to travel the country, and he came in once he stayed at the Shaina residence in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Only three houses that you were allowed to eat in, they said, the whole Pittsburgh. One was the Shaina family. At the end of Shabbos, my grandfather says to Reb Yitzchak Shaina's father, you know, why don't you send? He was at that time, Reb Yitzchak Shaina says over the story himself, he was finishing Peabody High School, going into Pitt U. That's what he says, Reb Yitzchak Shaina. And he says, come. And my grandfather took him back to New York and enrolled him in Yitzchak Ochanan, and the rest is history. When he transferred over to Torah Vadas later. So, very close issue. But I want to say one thing probably was the Hakaras HaTayv. Reb Henoch Berman, my father died suddenly in 1965. I was a young bacher. And Reb Henoch lived in Hartford in those days. It's a long trip. And by the way, you should know Reb Moshe Feinstein used to come every summer for a few weeks to the home of Hanukkah and Sarah Berman. That's where he stayed. That was his vacation every single year. That's where these children, Ari's father and Julie and Meyer, they grew up. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was almost like Ben Bias by them in the house. And so Rabbi Hanukkah used to come to visit my mother, the widow, regularly. Come with Sarah together, visit her regularly, and the Julie and the relationship, Teddy ran away to Israel. Much I can do about that. But it really was a very, very close relationship. So I'm really thrilled to be here. Not my first time speaking in the Yeshiva University. I've done it before in person. I hope one of these years we go back to speaking in person with Hashem. But it's really a pleasure for me and a covet. I was hoping to speak about Ari, but I can't do it right now because, you know, he can beat me to it. So tit for tat. You know, the pasuk in this week's parasha, mostly about Torah and also who we are and what we are. Now, there's a passing of Rabbi Leibowitz. I want to thank also the kind Rabbi Leibowitz is really a star, one of the stars of our community in the five towns. So I'm recovered to see that he's on over here also. And the rest of you, welcome. There's a passing that says, it's, Chazal say it's a very, very shver din. One day when you do the terrible things that Yitzavim Vayelach Hashem says you're going to do, when he takes Moshe Rabbeinu, when he takes Yeshua together, he tells him it's going to be bad news down the road. It's not going to be good. I'm going to go into hiding. And Chazal say going into hiding is Hester Panim is a very, very difficult thing for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara even asks the Megillah, Esther ben Atar Minayin. So everybody's name is Merumah. There is no, the Vilna Gaon used to say, where's his name in the Torah? Evan Shlema. We just read it 2 weeks ago in the Parsha. Evan Shlema Tiyaloch. It's the stone of the scale of justice. That stone's on it. The stone has to be perfect. You're not cheating somebody. He used to say it himself, Evan Elio Ben Shlema Shlomo. That was his name. You want to name mine? Well, my name is Yaakov. It's in the Torah, obviously. But those names weren't in the Torah. So he says, Marius, where's Esther? The time of Esther will be a time of Hester Panim. We're living a little bit in that time now with Hester Panim. I mean, we lost over 2,000 people in our communities from Purim to after Pesach. Over 2,000 people just in New York City metropolitan area. It didn't matter to the Sutton, to the Malachim Avos, who we were. It's a time of Hester Panim. It's a very difficult time. So we're looking for a way. How do you understand Hester Panim? The time in the Megillah, we all know the Megillah does not have the name Hashem mentioned a single time. It was the time of Hester Panim. So I think to myself, maybe this far, really, what do you speak to Yeshiva like? There's Yeshiva Bachram sitting over there, people, Yeshiva University, Canary Island, was sitting and learning. And what do you tell them about what's going to be Mitzvah Hashem? The key is going to be really finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you find them? Through the Torah, through learning. So I think to myself, maybe if I could bring it down to mundane Sfar, maybe, Efsha. Maybe hiding is not so terrible after all. If he says the ibadati Yisrael, I'll destroy them, it's all over. There's no hope. It's all over, finished. Hiding maybe is, he's hiding. Let me explain. There are two types of hiding, really. Let's talk about a regular hiding, a person for the Nazis. I spoke to someone once who hid from the Nazis for 2 years. He told me he didn't tell his brothers, his sisters, no one. He saw them occasionally where they were hiding, all of them. He didn't want to be found. So to him, the idea of someone hearing where he is, I don't want to be found. That's the hiding. Pshutik Meshmoy. Then you have a hide. Let's say a child playing hide and seek with his father or with his mother. If the 5 minutes are that long, they don't find him. They'll scream out, "You can't find me!" But pshat. He really wants to show how good he was hiding. He doesn't want to be there behind the tree the rest of the night. He wants to go back into the house. Find me, I go back into the house. So how can you tell the chiluk? Where's the chiluk if one's really hiding or not? If he's maidia that he's hiding. Because if he doesn't want to be found, why is he being modia that he's hiding? Why is he telling anybody that he's hiding? He wants to be found. And that's our job today. I think we're living in a dire of really Hester Panim. You don't can't connect really directly to Hashem, only through our tefillah, our learning. So, dear Shua Hashem B'matzei, we're going into the Yemei Adin right now, which is very, very, obviously very close. We're 10 days away or 9 days away from Rosh Hashanah. Yemei Adin, an idea should be, and there's no better final place than what you're all doing, sitting and learning Torah. That's where you find Hashem. That's where you find Hashem. So I think that's the key, I think, to the entire thing. And the day is we have to show Hashem that we want his Torah. There's a Rashi in last week's parsha, he saw at the end of the parsha. After the Tochacha, which is a very shver, shver, musa shmuz, that what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, a lot of it happened in World War II. The Tochacha and Parshas Chukosai and the parsha of Kisavo speaks about the terrible things that will go on. And it's very, very different. Then it says the interesting, there's about 6 or 7 psukim afterwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, he's ready, and he says, Pasuk Gimel, Lo nasan Hashem lachem, leiv ladas, Hashem hasn't given you the heart, which you should understand. By us, bina comes from the heart. Leiv ladas, einayim lirais, eyes with which to see, and Aznayim Lishmoya, ears of which to hear, Ad Hayayim Hazeh, until today. You have not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not given you, and I keep your eyes going close, he has not given you the eyes, the ears, and the heart. What's Hayayim Hazeh? So Rashi is based, you know, Rashi is always based on Bavli, Rishalmi, Safra, Safri, Tesefta, Teres Kainan. Rashi is the only second place in Teres, is Shamati, I heard. What's Hayayim Hazeh? Shamati. What's Hayayim Hazeh is in this week's Parsha Vayelech. He wrote, there's one Torah in the world at that time, one Sefer Torah. Machlekes, where it was put, was it carried in the Aron HaKodesh next to the Luchais? Where was it? There's one Sefer Torah. And he took that Sefer Torah and he gave it to the Kohen Bnei Levi. So I think Rashi said, Bo, call Yisrael, they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the end of Kisavo. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? I think what Rashi is, Moshe Rabbeinu, Anu Amadlu B'Sinai, we stood in Sinai too. We keep Balu as a Torah. We received the Torah. We didn't know it was given to us. Why are you giving the control of the Torah to your Shevet? They meant it. This week's parsha. Why are you doing that? They, meaning Shevet Levi, will say one day tomorrow. What's one day tomorrow? Shemaynu, you're not around anymore. They knew Shemaynu was his life is ending. Everything is a famoso right at the end of all these parshas. And they'll say, "Lo lachem nitna." It wasn't given to you, Klal Yisrael. They'll say, "Lo nitna." But you know, Kain and Levi. The only time this happened before was by Precious Korach. You're taking all the gedula for yourself. What are you doing? And what happened, of course, here? V'simach Moshe al adavar. He was excited when he saw Klal Yisrael want the Torah. He sees you want the Torah, Daisha. That's it. Now you have the eyes of Rashi. This is Ayam Azeh. Now you have the heart, now you have the eyes, now you have the ears, because you want the Torah. There's nothing greater than the photograph behind Rabbi Kalinsky over there, the whole Olam sitting and learning over there. There is nothing greater than that. I've been there in Spanish a number of times, by the way. It's really the Sina, Smadav Torah. That's the way we connect. That's the way we get our heart, that's the way we get our eyes, that's the way we get our ears. It's only then. Shamati, interesting Rashi, only happens in that way. It can't happen any other way. And it's up to us, it's totally up to us. I'm saying over Nishkin Grace at Tifa Zachal, he's a Gemara and Ksubis. I want to share with you a Taisfus. It's an amazing, it's really an amazing Taisfus. Well, yeah. You know, sometimes you work hard, it's Gaitnisht. It doesn't go. You work hard, it doesn't go. By the way, Rabbi Berman, you know that you stayed, your parents, Meyer and Julie, stayed in our house. They lived in our house. And Meyer told me, I hope none of you are embarrassed. Meyer told me the reason why he dedicated. We were talking about this before, if all of you are out there, the Bermans and Benders are one family. We feel the Benders are really Bermans, a long story, not for now. Anyways, so when Meyer, my grandfather, brought out Reb Julius, was by the Adam Gavlamite, the entire of Rabbi Soloveitchik was because Julie, our cousin Julie, our cousin Yudel also, was the one who took that Torah and kept notes and tapes. That Torah we had because of Julie. And also, of course, the entire mishpacha over there. So Meyer, which is your uncle, Teddy was born in America. That's Rabbi Berman's father. But Julie and Meyer were born in Europe. My grandfather brought them out. And an amazing thing, really, that was that Meyer told me, and that's he didn't write this in the Rabbi Steinsaltz. He dedicated volume 4 of the English translation. I couldn't find it downstairs. English translation of Bab Metzia to my parents and my grandfather from because Meyer told me he was a bedwetter. He's a little kid, and he was embarrassed about it. I'm sorry for saying it, but it's all right. You know, Meyer's really not living anymore himself. He was a bedwetter, and my mother would sneak in the morning, quietly, right, go up to him and say, okay, Meyer, Meyer, she had Yiddish, get back to the Zeit. She'd take off the sheets and the linens, wash it out, put in fresh linens. And Meyer, you could do the biggest chesed with bedwetting, rabbi say. She took care of Meyer. Meyer never forgot it, and that's the reason he told me why he dedicated the Rabbi Steinsaltz Gemara, your Uncle Meyer. He dedicated it to my parents because of what my mother did to him when they stayed in the house for a couple of months when they came over from Europe. Anyways, a Mary the Gatayas and Ksubis. Mary the Gatayas and Ksubis. The Gemara has the famous story. I can't go into the detail later because it'll take too long, and you all know the story. Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua, one of the three richest people in Eretz Yisrael. And Rachel sees, the Gemara says, on the bottom of Samach Beis on the base, Rachel sees Snius. Snius doesn't only dafket Snius the clothing. Holoch Yelech, Hatzna Leches, Malachechas, says the Navi Micha. Hatzna Leches. And she sees that Rabbi Akiva has steals. 40 years old, the Gemara says, I can't say the words out of my mouth. It was an Amaretz. The Akiva said, if you would have showed me Talmud Chachma as an Amaretz, I would have bit him like a snake. It's terrible. Rabbi Akiva. But she saw Godless, and she says to him, if I marry you, will you go learn? But as going to detail, she says, yes, he went to learn. We can't put it on ourselves. Obviously, we don't understand the whole Gemara. A man gets married, goes away for 12 years, comes home, and he hears somebody saying to Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Sawur, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, you're Almanas Chayas, you're a living widow. Says, if I knew, she knew he was coming back, I'd send him back for another 12 years. And he turns around, like, yeah, it's hard to understand. We can't superimpose that on us. You gotta be nice to your wives. Rabbi said, I thank my wife once a week for doing my laundry. I thank her once a week. I'm married 48 years. You can't forget to thank your wife for everything. Without them, we are nothing today. They take care of us, and they're everything to us. And Akiva left his wife 24 years. Why didn't he come in and say hello? Say hello, Rachel, my dear wife. He says 12 and 12 is not 24. Rabbi Akiva knew he was going to be the Meister HaTorah. Meister Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Menachos expected Rabbi Akiva to be the Mekabel HaTorah. So he knew 12 and 12. He arrives, and at that moment, Rachel comes running. She falls down by his feet. And Talmidim try to push her away, and he says the famous words, Shali, Shalachem, Shaloi. That's wherever you hear that in the speeches. Rabbi Akiva said that about his wife. What I have, what you have is hers. At that moment, Kalba Sawur is also coming. And Kalba Sawur, if 24 years it took him, he disowned his daughter. He made a nether. He made a nether that if Rachel marries Rabbi Akiva, I'm disowning her. It took him 24 years, Rabbi Sawur. That's also one I don't understand. Your daughter is suffering 24 years. He finally decides he's going to be matir nether. He goes to Rabbi Akiva. He hears an Adam Gadol. He doesn't know it's Rabbi Akiva. He hears an Adam Gadol. And he asked, could we matter to Adam? He said, Rabbi Akiva, if we would have known one perik, one halacha, would have you been matter? One perik? If you know to become an Adam Gadol, would have you been matter? Would you made that? He said, Adam Gadol? He said, one halacha, one mishnah, would have been very happy. He says, I'm the one. They fell on each other. He gave him away half his money. Frektais is Akasha. Frektais is, Valoi Asul of Tayach ben Neilad. You need a Pesach for another. Had you known that he'd become, first of all, the man says, I can't let my daughter marry him, he's a millionaire. Had you known he's going to make $1 million? Doesn't work. You know why? Because he has to have $1 million before the wedding. Again, a man makes another. If my daughter marries somebody who doesn't have $1 million, that's it. Can't be. This guy is a pauper. He gets married and makes $1 million afterwards. The Gemara says it can't work because it's a creation after the fact, after the nether. He became a millionaire afterwards. Fractisus Rakiva didn't know a word of halacha. But even if he would have known, he's going to learn. He didn't know a single halacha before he got married. So it's Nailat. So I'm going to read, I want to make sure, I know the words, I think, Rashi. This is, I'm saying to all Talmidim, the Meshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Ohana, all you and Reitz, so sitting and learning Torah with all your wonderful Rabbein. I want to say, at the end, I got to tell you an anecdote about Rabbi Khan. Laugh it out, if I have time. Okay. So we stand with the Hachal Echashiv Nolat. Why? Kiva and Sholach LeBay Rav. He went to learn in yeshiva. This is the next 5, 6, 7 words. The derechu. It's normal. So Taisus. Sabakim Olam Alfa Tap. V'hoylech Lilmaid. When you go to learn, Shanasa Adam Gadol. You will become an Adam Gadol. So the minute he said to her, I'm going to go learn. Before they got married, to get made a deal. That's it. Done deal. He's going to become an Adam Gadol. But Mela, he was able to matter neder his neder. Here, everybody say, you're sitting and learning now. The whole world is busy. Riots and meisos, tutzchen and ganzavot. The whole world is busy with the... We're living in a shtickle meshuggah in the world right now. What's going on with COVID-19 is not pashut, everybody say. I got a call tonight from a parent in yeshiva. You know, I can't take them all at night, parents in yeshiva. She called me up. I want to bring my parents finally for a yontif to my house for Shoshana. Can I bring them? My kids are in school. What should I do? We're living in a difficult time. Difficult time. The only escape we have is what you're all doing out there. I say it again and again and again. What you're sitting and doing out there, learning Torah, in today's matzav, that's choshev. And you should all know it doesn't go sometimes. The derechu is shver. Ha'holich lilmaid shenase adam gadol. And this is what the Torah is saying also. Leiv l'das. You'll get it. You know when? Just want it. You want it. I want to tell you a story that happened in the Yeshiva Dr. Torah Masifta. True story. There's a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. It says over there that on Purim you could ask for anything. Because the Gemara says, the Rambam says, Peshed Yad Leistim Lord. If you give out your hand, you got to give him something. Same thing is true for everything. So the Rebbe tells the kids, you want to learn Torah. It doesn't go. Some kids, we're taking a lot of kids to Shiva that are not Mitzuyanim. Baruch Hashem, I'm very proud of them. Vocational program, whatever we do with them. So one kid walks in, after Purim, I'm not a hocus pocus guy, I'm eating potatoes. Kid walks in, suddenly he's learning Stark. He says, Rebbe system, what happened to you? He says, Rebbe, you told me, I davened the whole Purim, at chayin ladin das, chaneinu mi'itcha, deya bina l'haskel, you are svarad, chachma bina das, I davened for it. He's today a very successful lawyer today. He went to a good college. He's been tearing the Talmud Chacham. Kashmir says, you want to do it. Show Hashem you want to do it. And you'll be successful and you'll do it. And anybody can do it. It's up to us. Got to work at it. Go learn. That's one thing. Leiv Das. All these things are the one. You'll have to. Haster, Haster, Hester, Panim. Open the Gemara. There's a certain Gishmak in the Gemara. And every single person counts. And I want to say to all of you also, Baron Leib Steinman was nifta 2 years ago. Great Rosh Yeshiva Mnei Brak. He spoke in Afikim, the yeshiva, the large yeshiva. They brought him 4 years before he passed away. Why do you talk about the beginning of this month? What do you talk about? Beginning of this month? We're starting this month now. El just started. We're going to Rosh Hashanah. What are you talking about? He got up and he says, there's new bachram in the yeshiva. Show them the bathrooms. Show them the coffee room. Not the coffee rooms are a great place to hang out. Show them the coffee rooms. Show them the dormitory. Take care of the other bachram. I had a chavra. I won't tell you this word. His name was Shmuel Kunda. Those of you who are married, we all know Shmuel Kunda's tapes and when he CDs and Zaidi and Shabbos and all these things. He's a wonderful guy, a very talented fellow, Shmuel Kunda. He once told me a wonderful pshat. The Gemara says in Brachos, the famous story when Ram Gamliel was sort of deposed as the Nasi. He was deposed as the Nasi. And Rabbi Shua came in then, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah came in and became the new Nasi of Klal Yisrael. A lot of things happened that day. A lot of very special things happened that day. I'm saying to all the wonderful Bachram and Avreichim that I see, Rabbi Kalinsky, I feel like I'm talking to them. They're right behind you over there. And they're on this recording also. So after the Marcel was there, that day, they added on either 400 Machlaikis or 700 seats to the Beis Medrash. So Solomon was the added on. Shmuel Kunda, the effect of Kashi, he says, why did it just say in the Gemara, that day 400 people came in. 700 more people came in. 400 people came in. Why does it say they added on the seats that day? He added Terrence coming already. He says, that day they added the seats. He says, they added the people. Mishal Haya, Gemara says, Teichi Kabarai, who wasn't the Teichi Kabarai, I mean, inside and outside the same, didn't allow it in, right? Shmuel Kunda, they didn't just let him in. You know what they did? They had a chair, sit down. He has a chair. We're always wanting getting a good seat in this marriage. How about next time getting good seats for the next guy? Or a bed in the dormitory. You want the bottom bed. We have a lot of bunk beds. The bottom bed. Hey, give the bunk bed away. Take the top bed. He says, they gave him seats. They gave him chairs. I remember the first day, I'm not here, the first day after my father passed away, I was learning in Philadelphia Yeshiva. I came back to New York. I decided to stay with my mother. My brother, Reb Chaim Epstein, decided I would stay with my mother. I stayed with her for 8 years, Rabbi say. 8 years, I went in the morning to yeshiva. I came back at night at 11 o'clock. My mother was a Holocaust survivor, really. She ran with my father from Europe. My father's an American. She ran from Europe. So she lost all commander and time mishpacha. So if I came home 11:15, no phones, Rabbi say. There were a couple of public phones that never worked. You know what public phones are? Wherever Superman changed into Clark Kent or vice versa. Wherever it wasn't Pashit. And I came home 11:15. My mother would say these words, Yanko, Chakimat, Gerufin, the Polizei. I almost called the police. I used to come every night, very, very late at night. I was coming at night. And I remember the first day I was going into Miri Yeshiva. I was in Tervidas. And then I went to Philadelphia. I came back to New York, switched to Miri Yeshiva in Ocean Parkway. Remember that feeling? I walked in a huge Beis Medrash, and 400 guys sitting and learning, and 400 guys staying where they were, and I'm standing in the back. So Rabbi Elia Brudny is like, who speaks for you every year? He spoke for you already this year. Eliyahu Brudny, my good friend, the Rabbi Brudny, my Mashkiach Lakewood now, Matsyo should live and be well. So they said hello to me. But the heritage of standing there while everybody's in the seats was such a, I was so depressed that, my father had just died. I was demoralized and depressed. when they said hello to me, these two guys, Rav Elia and Rav Brudny, Rabbi, it's a new Zman. It's all about Torah, yeah? It's all about the other guy also. It's all about the other guy. It's all about the other guy. And you have the chesed in your institution is beyond. The chesedim that go on, I have many, many chaverim that learn in Yeshiva University. Now, Julius's cousin, Julius's wife, Gewurz, was in my class in Tarvin Das. You know I'm talking about Rabbi Berman. He was in my class in Tarvin Das, together by Rabbi Yisrael Belsky. We went together in the same class. And I'm dating myself, huh? Anyway, so it's you have an opportunity, and you have rebaim that are beyond. You know, I tell you an anecdote at the end. You know, Rav Ram, I can't take Siddur Kedushin. But there's Avin Gavul there. So for example, last night I was in Baltimore for Chasana. If Aaron Feldman, the Rashi of Neri Yisrael, was sitting there, they called me up for Siddur Kedushin. I was the Rebbe of the Bach, and I said, "I'm a chaver to Aaron Feldman for Siddur Kedushin." So I'm chaver to Aaron Feldman for Siddur Kedushin. He says, "Rabbi Benda, you stay up there. You're not moving." It didn't work. I tried everything in the world. So David Feinstein, Zangez Lippenstark, who's so close to the Berman family, really, David Feinstein, I can't, when he's there, I just won't take it. You know, my son David is a Meirei Ra, so when David comes to Chasna, he's always sitting with him. And when I ask Reb David to go, he won't go up. So I call out his name. I said, "I'm a Chaver Reb David." Last time I did that, Reb David Shavar Fush, he's doing better, by the way. He's doing much better. Baruch Hashem, he's home. They set up a hospital, but he's doing taka better. Reb David is very sick from COVID. And so my son David was sitting with David Feinstein. So there goes your father again. I got to go, which I do. Okay. So one time I'm walking in. David was not there. Mosey Kaplan, a Talmud of mine, is getting married. So I go up front and I see David Feinstein walking into the Hasana. This is a great story for all of you here. It's a great story. You'll hear in a minute. He's walking into the Hasana. So I said, "Mosey, I can't do it. David is here. I can't do it. Do you mind?" I always ask the Hasana Rishos. "Do you mind?" He says, "That's okay. Rabbi, it's okay." So I said, "I'm a Chabad of David." David came up. After the Chuba, Rabbi Khan, Rabbi Ram Khan comes up to me, he says, "I'll tell you a story about Siddur Kedushin." He says, "I wanted Rabbi Soloveitchik to be my Siddur Kedushin. But he never would take, this Rabbi Yoshe Ber would never take Siddur Kedushin if Rabbi Meisha was there. Rabbi Meisha Feinstein, he would be shum, I would never take it." Rabbi Khan knew this. So he went to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshe Ber, before, and he says, "Rabbi, I want you to be my Siddur Kedushin." "No," he says, "I want remission." They argue. Finally, Rabbi Yoshe Ber said, "Okay, I'll be the Masada Kedushin." Chassan walks down, the Kala walks down, they call out, Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, Mechubi the Siddur Kedushin. And as soon as he comes up, he says, "And I am Mechubi Rabbi Yoshe Feinstein, Masada Kedushin." This very kind, almost like, he's like, "Hey, Rebbe, you promised me." After the Chub, he says, "I was Masada Kedushin. I was Masada, the Rabbi Yoshe should be Masada Kedushin." And finished. End of story. I thought that was a great story. I remember last night I tried to get Rabbi Feldman. So I say to all of you, really, you have Kanahara, the Rebbeim, you know, David Lipschitz, and if I ever told you, was the first maspid of my father. The Suvalka Rav, whatever was at Lavaya, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was there at Lavaya, my father. Rabbi Moshe was there, and the first maspid was Rabbi David. They learned together in the Mir, in Europe, and he was the first maspid at the Hespid. You have Rebbeim beyond anything you can have. I can't, when I see them, I run for cover. I can't speak in learning with them. They're unbelievable, and they really, that's your high madrega. You have Kanhara, a rabbin, you have a facility that's givaldic, you should leave at Sliach, continue with your learning. Remember what I said, all the things I had more prepared, I think we'll leave it alone for now. It's really the chance of Bacharta Bachayim, as you heard before, from Rabbi Meisha, as a givaldic, you brought that, by the way. Rabbi Meisha Feinstein on that same pasuk, you're a Meisha, Rabbi, you're a Meisha, as a gemari, he says, Bacharta Bachayim, you and your children. What the children over here? What are they all about, the children? Rabbi Isha was famous for having said the following line. The people, he spoke about Rabbi Scheinerman. There's a family of very chush men. Rabbi Scheinerman doesn't have the sefer called Oil Moshe. Rabbi Leibowitz, you have to have the Oil Moshe. Who doesn't have it, right? A great cheating sefer, no? He has everything there. Oil Moshe is wonderful. He's a guy that just was in the hospital, also from COVID. Baruch Hashem, he's doing better. So this rabbi, old Reb Scheinerman, I don't know if he's a rabbi, his name was Peretz. He lived in Washington, D.C. with 9 children, and they all stayed from, which was a chiddush otzum in Washington, D.C. One of his sons, Reb Chuni, who was rather also a mirror, who lived in a mirror in Europe, an American boy, told me they were once playing in the White House lawn. Imagine today, you play in the White House lawn, they'll shoot you, you know. You play in the White House lawn, and a distinguished man looking came out and told them, what are those strings? They saw the tzitzis over there. What are those strings? They said, it's out to remember our laws, our whatever they told them. As kids, that's great. My name is Calvin Coolidge. And I think what you're doing is wonderful. You're the president of the United States of America. And they grew up in Washington. They moved to New York. And all 9 kids turned out to be wonderful, really, really wonderful. And when they moved to New York, unfortunately, he was hit by a car, a Peretz Chinaman. The Moshe spoke by his Lovai. He says, how is it Shaykh in the 1920s to raise a family, 9 kids, so well? He says, because what European Jews used to say when they came to America with the long proverbial white beard, yeah? Sheshveretz Zainayit. I had an uncle who told me for 4 years he got fired every single Monday because he wouldn't work on Shabbos. And he says, so he always used to say, it's the Sheshveretz Zainayit. It's hard to be a Jew. But Peretz Chaim's kid made it because he said, it's great to be a Jew. It's great to be a Jew. It's all full of life. Says Rav Moshe, that's pshat in the pasuk. U'bacharta b'chaim, choose life and the simchas achaim, a being of Erlich Yid. Before the Yom Leroyim. Mantichya atav v'zarecha, Rav Moshe said, that's something your children will see what you are. Reminded me of this when you said at the beginning of the pasuk. I say to all of you, u'bacharta b'chaim, you're surrounded by chaim, life and the true love of midos, of chesed, and most of all, Torah. Thank you for the opportunity. Continue on Slacha. Reb Ari, thank you for honoring me again. Reb Ari and so on and so forth. Shul Matzliach. We share only good news from each other. A good kibbutz to your Aksiva, Aksiva Tova, for every single one of you. Kol Tov.
Thank you so much.
Kol Tov, Kol Tov.
Thank you. Amazing.
Rabbi Bacon, thank you very much for setting it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you for
Kol Tov. Be well.